This is the Game Addict Hotline for March 30th, 2008, episode 98.
You know, I've traveled thousands of miles, given up seeing my kids for 3 months, made a number of sacrifices to come, as Simon Cowell put it, to find America's next great superstar, and I get
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys could be here. My name is Luke. Well, it's nice to have you guys here again. This is the Game Addict Hotline. This is the 98th show. We got two more shows before we hit our 100th show. First off, I want to apologize for all the time that I've been not been here. I've been actually in school, and school just really hits you hard. And then I also have my new job at the Casual Game Association. So I've been pretty busy making some money as a game journalist and also honing my skills in game journalism. So hopefully that'll help out with a lot more than just a show and help me to get a job. Anyway, let me go ahead and let's get right into our video game trivia. Our first trivia question category is Pro Gaming League acronyms. Number one, this is one of the most well-known professional gaming leagues and has the initials MLG. Number two, this pro gaming league is sponsored by Samsung and recently had its finals here in the Seattle area. Their initials are WCG. And number three, this pro gaming league just called it quits and goes by the acronym CPL. This was in the news last 2 weeks ago. All right, our next category is, you know that the Nintendo Wii is finally announcing for North America that they're going to be letting Sega Master System games onto the Wii market. So let's go ahead and let's look at a few of the best in Sega Master System games. Number one, this Master System game, originally made for the Genesis, made the Genesis and became its mascot. Number two, this game by Sega became Sega's biggest RPG and continued into the GameCube and Xbox. And number three, this is what you would play if you didn't have a game inside some systems. All right, let's look at our next category, WiiWare games. You know, this week Wii announced that they were going to be releasing some WiiWare games, and they gave out a huge list. Let's look at a few of them. Number one, this game by Square Enix is one of the first games announced for WiiWare and will have microtransactions and will cost 1,500 Wii points. Number two, this game by Nintendo goes off the old NES classic where you throw colored pills into a jar to kill viruses. And number three, this game by Nintendo allows you and your friends to enjoy 1,000 of your closest Pokemons collected in Diamond and Pearl in a 3D world. All right, our next category, gaming news. Number one, this company has once again been told by NASDAQ that it faces delisting on this market. Number two, a few weeks ago, the ESA announced that it has confiscated 24,400 pirated games and over 900,000 game cover inserts from pirates in this country. Number three, Warren Jensen has retired from Electronic Arts, saying that time has come to write the next chapter in his career. What was his position? All right, final category, games from yesteryear. These are games that were released in the last year or two since the podcast has been out at the same week. Number one, this game by Square Enix was the sequel of one of the most intriguing RPGs, where you play as Sora, a boy stuck in the Disney world. Number two, this Xbox 360 game is best known for its difficulty in gamer score and women wrestling. And number three, this game by EA Games brought back Westwood Studios' biggest RTS game, allowing players to play as either the Global Defense Initiative or the Brotherhood of Nod. Alright, let's go ahead and let's look at our gaming news. Let's look at top games that are in the USA right now. Number 5, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Wii Play for the Nintendo Wii. Number 3, Wii Sports for the Nintendo Wii. Number 2, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2 for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top game in America right now is Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Nintendo Wii. Looking at top games in Japan, number 5, Tales of Rebirth for the Sony PlayStation Portable. Number 4, SimCity DS2, From the Past to the Future for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Armed Core for Answer for the PlayStation 3. Number 2, Tekkasporta for the Nintendo Wii. And the number 1 top game in Japan, Pokemon Ranger Batonage for the Nintendo DS. Looking at top games in the UK, number 5, Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day for the Nintendo DS. Number 4, Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games for the Nintendo Wii. And the number 1 top game in the UK this week is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2 for the Xbox 360. Looking at our new releases for this week, it's pretty bare. I guess I was gone during the best times of this month, especially with the Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Let's look at what we have. For the DS, Toy Shop by Majesco Games. Professor Brainium's Games by SVG Distribution. For the PC, Great War Nations, The Spartans by Dreamcatcher. For the mobile, Puzzle Quest, Challenge of the Warlords by D3 Interactive. And our pick for the number 1 game for this week is Mana Kamea, Alchemist of Al-Ravis by NIS America for the PlayStation 2. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with your answers, our final question, and my game addiction. You remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
Next Generation Gaming and Mega Movie-based action collide in Street Fighter, the movie. Digitized characters from the film, plus all-new super attacks and combo finish moves make this the best Street Fighter yet, from Acclaim.
You are listening to the Director Podcast Promo.
Hey everybody, this is Skip, and I'm here to discuss everything director-related. That's right, a podcast dedicated solely to the premier tool used for creating CD-ROMs, kiosk applications, and, for that matter, full-fledged software. All you director enthusiasts will be happy to hear that there is now a weekly podcast specifically about the one tool that you love to use. We will be discussing the product itself, where Adobe is taking this tool after acquiring it from Macromedia, extras, coding, and a myriad of other topics. We will also have interviews from some of the top programmers and development companies in the business. We encourage you to submit your topic ideas or questions to us via email at director@magicgate.com or by calling 954 840-3677 and leaving your voice comment on our director hotline. We know this will be a fun and educating way to explain all the capabilities of director, so don't miss out on this great resource and subscribe to this podcast at podcast.magicgate.com and join us next week for our first edition of the Director Podcast.
And welcome back, everybody. Remember, you are listening to the Game Addict Hotline. We are part of the All Games Radio Network. You visit them at allgames.com. You can also visit our podcasting network, the Seattle Podcasting Network, at seattlepodcasting.net. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our question.
You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over.
Our first category was Pro Gaming League acronyms. Number one, this is one of the most well-known professional gaming leagues and have the initials MLG. And the answer is, what is the Major League Gaming? Number two, this pro gaming league is sponsored by Samsung and recently had its finals here in the Seattle area. And their initials are WCG. And the answer is, who are the World Cyber Games? And number three, this pro gaming league just called its quit and goes by the acronym CPL. And the answer is, who is the Cyber Athlete Professional League? It's actually interesting. While doing research, ESPN used to give them money. Another one bites the dust. Number two, our next category, Sega Master System games. Number one, this Master System game originally made the Genesis and became Sega's biggest mascot. And the answer is, what is Sonic the Hedgehog? Number two, this game by Sega became Sega's biggest RPG and continued into the GameCube and Xbox. And the answer is, what is Phantasy Star? Number three, this is what you would play if you didn't have a game inside your system. And this worked for some systems. What is a maze game called Snail Maze? Actually really interesting and probably one of the only consoles that I know of that you could play a game while you don't have a game inside. Anyway, next category, WiiWare games. Number one, this game by Square Enix is one of the first games announced for the WiiWare and will have microtransactions and will cost 1,500 Wii points. And the answer is, what is Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicle? My Life as a King. Number two, this game by Nintendo goes off the old NES classic where you throw colored pills into a jar to kill viruses. And the answer is, what is Dr. Mario and Bacteria Extermination? And number three, this game by Nintendo allows you and your friends to enjoy 1,000 of your closest Pokemons that you've collected in Diamond and Pearl in a 3D world. And the answer is, what is Everyone's Pokemon Ranch, or Mina no Pokemon Bukujo? Alright, let's look at our next category, gaming news. Number one, this company has once again been told by NASDAQ that it faces delisting on the market. And the answer is, who is Atari? Number two, a few weeks ago, the ESA announced that it has confiscated 24,400 pirated games and 900,000 game cover inserts from pirates in this country. And the answer is, what is Mexico? And number three, Warren Jensen has retired from EA, saying that it's time for him to write a new chapter in his career. What was his position? And the answer is, what is Chief Financial Officer, or CFO? Alright, last category, games from yesteryear. Number one, this game from Square Enix was the sequel of one of the most interesting RPGs, where you play as Sora, a boy stuck in the world of Disney. And the answer is, what is Kingdom Hearts 2? Number two, this Xbox 360 game is best known for its difficulty in gamer score and women wrestling. And the answer is, what is Rumble Rose Double X? And number three, this game by EA Games brought back Westwood Studios' biggest RTS games and allowing players to play as either the Global Defense Initiative or the Brotherhood of Nod campaign. And the answer is, what is Command and Conquer 3? Tiberium Wars. Alright, let's look at our final questions from last time. If you guys are listening to this in concession and you just found us, for those of you who haven't been listening, if you have been listening, this is a couple of months ago. Namco is releasing Soul Calibur 4 with some very interesting new characters, and it made me think about the company and its history in the arcades. It's funny to see where gaming started and where the game companies have started. Last week's question asked, when did Namco start and what did they originally do? And the answer is, they started in 1955 and was an amusement park ride company. All right, I have another final question. Hopefully we'll have this one answered next week. In an interesting article came up at Game Set Watch about a fake Brian Crescente video on YouTube. The clip was interesting, but the real interesting fact was that Gawker Media pays their employees based on page views. According to the article, people working at Gawker.com were given $7.50 per 1,000 views. So this made me think, if Kotaku paid its writers about $5 per 1,000 views, how much did Brian Crescente make during January? If you can get it near to the nearest $5,000, you can go ahead and call yourself a big winner. So that's our next question for you guys. Hopefully you can figure that one out. Really quite interesting when I found out. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at my gaming addiction. Since nobody called in or voice messaged me the last few months about it, I'll go ahead and I'll talk about it. My editorial on GDC. Yeah, I know GDC was about a month ago, and probably you've heard what everybody else on different podcasts have felt about GDC and what came out of it. I've heard from Next Gen, I've heard from Joystick, I heard from all the different sources, Gaming Steve. I just want to give you my impressions. It's very interesting, GDC. I just love it because, I mean, this is where you get to actually see the developers, the people who actually make the game, and get to learn exactly what they're being learned, or have being taught, actually. And I just love being down there in San Francisco and having a chance to see what's going on. That excitement, I guess, kind of leads me to some interesting things. I got to see Joysticks podcast group, including Ludwig and Justin McElroy and Christopher Grant. I also got to see Ross Miller from Joystick. I got to meet up with Kotaku, Brian Crescente, and some of the other crew. I got to meet up with one of my writers over at GameZebo. And her name, I believe, Erin Bell. And I got to meet up with some other really great and interesting people. That's probably one of the biggest things I just love about it, is that you get to meet up with some of the people you read about, and you get to actually talk to and get to know. I did some interesting things too, which you guys might be interested in. I went to a lot of the mobile gaming for work's sake, so I didn't get to see what was going on, but I got to go around the different areas and check out the employment center, which really was big this year. I also got to look at the expo floor, which was also pretty darn huge. I also got Ludwig in trouble with the Intel guys over a posting, and I also got to sneak into the two human press conference, which I don't think I was supposed to know about or be in, but it was actually interesting because I got to see all of the big names. Steven Chotillo was there, Major Nelson, Brian Crescente, Joystick, Kotaku, Game Trailers, just everybody. So, actually, that's one of the greatest things is you get to about these things is I get to actually go into different places that I might not have been wanting to be in. And, and I've also got to see some great news, such as learning about why there isn't going to be another crackdown in the next near future. Because Microsoft did not care really about Crackdown, and the guys who made it, Real Time Worlds, decided, well, we're going to make another game, which is APB, which you can go ahead and look at our website. And I got to check out some other stuff. Really interesting and really fun. You guys, if you ever have a chance to go to it, you should go down. It's probably, not even though some people might not think it's as exciting as I think it is, It actually is pretty well. And final note, Adam, I got to see Adam Sessler, and he really smokes a lot. And that's just not cool. Come on, Adam. Come on. Anyway, that's going to be it for me and my little spiel on GDC. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, if you guys have any questions, comments, or suggestions that you'd like to email me, you can do that at gameacthotline@gmail.com, or you can go to our website at www.gameacthotline.com to give me a comment on the website, or you can chat with me on the website. You can also put yourself on our Frapper map at our website. I don't have a phone number right now because I don't know how frequent I'm going to be doing the show for right now, so we'll be holding off on that for a while. But if you guys want to go ahead and subscribe to us, if this is the first time you're listening to us, you can go ahead and do that through iTunes, Audio, Podnova, or Zune. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, or become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, or dig us at dig.com/podcast. That's going to be it for this week. Thank you so much again, once again, for listening. Hope you guys are having a great time, and I will see you guys at PAX. I've already started working on some things. Hopefully, I'll be doing something at PAX. So you guys can turn your video games back up, and you guys have a great week.